say, what do you call a low spot? Oh, maybe in a pasture or something where there'll be water and cattails and things like that.
Well, we never had any swampy ground on our place. But pond. Mm-hmm. If there's water in it, that's supposed to be a pond.
Mm-hmm. Do you have these animals there that croak in the night?
The frogs, yes.
Are these the big fellas?
Yes, we have those frogs. I have them over here on my lake. I have a lake over here on the...
Are these, do you call these great big ones or anything special?
Bullfrogs.
Uh-huh.
Bullfrogs.
How about the little ones that will make an awful racket? Well, maybe they're this long.
Well, aren't they bullfrogs too?
Well,
croakers?
Just croakers?
Croakers,
uh-huh. And how about the one like those that you find around your yard?
Toads?
Uh-huh.
Well, they're not over there. I have toads. I have one I call Barney that sits right mm-hmm. to this door every night of the world. I call him Barney. He's a big fat toad.
Huh.
He's there every night of the world. When I put on my light here, you know, the bugs.
Yeah.
The bugs.
I like those
He's
things.
There every night of the world.
You like frog legs?
I like frog legs.
But not like seafood, huh?
No, they're not like seafood. I just love seafood.
I did a strange thing the other day. I was given some fish, a big bass, too. It was about that long, cleaned out. About that deep,
uh-huh.
and some red ear perch.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were so strong we couldn't eat them.
Where'd you catch them?
I think they were caught in a shallow pond.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it wasn't. They're bass is a game fish, you know, and maybe it wasn't in caught in running water.
Yeah,
they're strong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like those little perch. They're so bony.
Yeah, that's the way I feel it.
This was red snappers that we had that night at this place, this inn. That was a very nice fish.
You were going to show me something in the Geographic there before I interrupted you.
Well, I was talking about these...
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
No, I'd like to be there.
Oh boy, that's a good place to eat.
These steamed clams is what I was talking about. It shows them here where they're steaming.
There they are.
Here they are.
Does that make
you
drool?
That's where they. Yeah, they make a. They have hot rocks they put down in the ground. They put green corn down in there with them. And then they're just wonderful when they fry them.
Hmm.
See, you don't need any knives and forks.
Mm-hmm. True Cape Codders, small servings.
Yeah. Yeah, from a pint to a peck.
Holy smoke, a peck.
Mm-hmm. They say they're real good food for you, too.
Yeah, I guess a good amount of iodine there.
Yes, Curtis said that they would go. Went up in Schenectady, they'd go out to clam bakes, you know, and they really would have a nice time.
Mm. Clam bakes in Schenectady?
Close to Schenectady there. When he lived in Schenectady, where they'd go out to clam bakes, the young people would, you know.
Hmm. He's got clams imported from the shore? Was this Schenectady, New York?
Schenectady, New York, uh-huh. You see, here's where the president lived.
Oh.
Hyannis.
That's nice.
Where he's at most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where they all live, I think.
Hmm. They own their own little area. Of course, that's not surprising.
As rich as they are. Mm-hmm. I think they've got the world bought, too. That's what I'm afraid we're being owned by them.